Right now, it is time to bring in the man who has an umbrella for everybody for this week, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
I have an umbrella for everybody this week and for every day this week, except today.
Now, yesterday, you know, I thought we were going to get off lucky. We didn't. It was a steady, heavy, misty type of rain.
Mm-hmm.
And once it came in around here, I guess it was about noontime or 1 o'clock, it just stayed the rest of the day.
It sure did.
But mm-hmm. It didn't ruin my Father's Day. Spoke to all my kids, texted, emailed all my kids, and stuff like that. So it was fun, you know, and then I just kind of relaxed at home inside.
Okay, that's good.
And what'd you do? What'd you do?
I had two funerals to attend,
ooh,
as you know, Saturday. Well, actually, it was Friday night, then Saturday morning into the afternoon, then another one Saturday afternoon. And yesterday, I really didn't do much. You know, we never really had any time to do anything other than just go from one funeral to the other. So it was a pretty bleak weekend, one that I would just like to forget. And after today, I'd like to forget this week. Do not get your chisel and put this in stone, because there's an excellent chance that it may not work out. Very, very tough forecast. We have a wiggly front that stretches from the Mid-Atlantic to the Ohio Valley. And this front, every time it wiggles, will produce a band of rain and showers and even a thunderstorm. For the computers to try to time this out is ridiculous. It'll never work. So today we just think we'll have varying amounts of sun and clouds, low 80s. Tonight showers will develop, mid-60s. We'll have showers, maybe a thunderstorm Tuesday in the low 70s. Showers, chance of a thunderstorm Wednesday, mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms near 80 on Thursday. And then showers should give way to clearing and less humid weather on Friday, hopefully paving the way for a nice weekend. No guarantee on that just now.
Are you going to go up to the lake this weekend?
I'm hoping to. There's plenty of things to get done up there, so I'm hoping to get up there, you know. Unless there's some unforeseen stuff. I'm bringing the car in to the auto body shop today. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'm hoping to have the car back by the end of the week.
What do they have to fix?
Everything that was in the accident.
Okay.
I had the accident. Remember that?
Yep, it did.
Memorial Day weekend.
It wasn't just a bumper that got touched?
The bumper, which has the camera in it.
Okay.
The rear camera in it, and the side that got sort of bumped out, so that's got to be put in. It shouldn't take them that long, so I'm hoping, you know, getting it in first thing this morning. Maybe if I'm lucky, I'll get it back by Wednesday or Thursday, latest.
So what are you going to drive around in?
A rented car.
Okay. All right.
Yep. So that's it for now. I mean, it wasn't an uplifting weekend, but we all have to go through it sometime or another. And, you know, it was friends, both of which were friends, but it's still sad no matter how you look at it.
Yeah.
You know, and you do expect it to happen, but it's still, you know, a sad kind of thing. And that's it. I did get to see Dumbo over the weekend. I was very curious to see how that was going to go up against Aladdin. Because, as you know, I loved Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't
like Dumbo, huh?
Aladdin was much better. The animation in Dumbo was good. I kind of think that the characters were wrong. You know, they have, what's his name? You know, the short guy.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito as the ringmaster. I don't know. Kind of fit it, but didn't fit it. It was just a lot of I thought a lot of the characters were wrong. And I wasn't too wild about the plot. at all. So
everybody knows the plot of Dumbo.
Yeah, really. Yeah, well, they changed it a little bit.
Yeah,
well,
they have to. Yeah, they have to change.
Yeah, it, yeah. So they changed it a little bit. So I wasn't too thrilled about that. But that was about it. And you know, I just got some more stuff done around the house yesterday. I mean, it was such a lousy day. Actually, before it rained, like you said, in the morning, I went outside and tried to get some stuff straightened out there. And then when it started raining, came inside and tinkered around inside. And that was it. We got ready for this morning, which was no big deal. All I had to do is keep saying, cloudy and showers, cloudy and showers, cloudy and showers. It was easy.
So did you see what happened to me on Saturday morning?
No.
I put it on Facebook. All right, you have to. I take the dogs out. I have dog walkers that walk the dogs, but on Saturday I take them out in the morning, right? So okay. We're out, and we don't stray that far from the house, but we're out, probably about 100 yards away from the house. I'm just letting them, you know, tinkle, right? And all of a sudden, LJ starts to growl, right? And so I look on the road, and there's some squirrels, you know, like fighting on the road. So I figured, you know, that's what he's growling at. All of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see at the tree line, coming out of the forest,
a bear.
So and LJ just knew it, right? So I got a 65-pound coonhound and a 60-pound coonhound, right? So I said, I better end this walk right now. So I turn around and I start walking back to the house. It's only about 100 yards back to the house. By the time I got to, this is no lie, the front door of the house.
The bear was right behind you.
But he was right behind me. He was across the street. he was loping along. Yeah. Now, of course, my dog started barking again, and so he stopped. We went inside, and I let him loose, and I got my camera, and I went to the front window, and the dogs are barking, right, at this picture window. And so the bear is looking at the dogs barking in my window. So he starts to cross the street because he wants to see what's going on. But then when he crossed the street, he moved on. But I couldn't believe how quickly that bear got from coming out of the woods to where he got. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I mean, think about it. They have 4 feet. You have two.
And my feet are not great.
Right. Yeah, right.
Well, anyway, awesome.
That
wasn't a big bear.
Scary, huh?
No, it was only about a year and a half old. It was a young bear. It wasn't thank God it wasn't the big male bear, which is about 500, 600 pounds, and it wasn't the mom and her cubs, but it was just a young bear. So, but it was it's the first time it's happened. I've been waiting for it to happen now because I've been there like almost 10 years. I've been waiting to run into a bear when I was walking the dogs, and there it was. Here it was.
Wow!
Very interesting. So I posted a picture about it. So if you go to my Facebook page, you scroll down, you'll see the picture of the bear.
Okay, I will do that. Yeah, I didn't have a chance to do anything Saturday morning. I had to be at the funeral home by 9. So, yeah.
What do you think? What do you think Shirley would do if she sees a bear?
She'd bark at it.
Yeah, that's right.
She'd bark. Yeah, she would. No doubt about it.
That's right. Bark, 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 bark.
Yeah. Definitely. She doesn't bark at deer. She just stands there and looks at them.
Yeah, well, the bears are different, though. They really are. But you can startle young bears also. I've seen, you see the videos all the time of little French poodles going after bears, and bears, you know, not expecting it, and all of a sudden a cat or a French poodle will bolt out of a bush at them, and the young bears will just turn right around and run away. But that didn't happen to me.
Well, thank goodness you're all safe.
Oh well, we follow the rules of nature pretty good. When you see a bear, you just go the other way.
That's right. Exactly. Right. Don't antagonize them.
There's
exactly.
No reason to. Absolutely none. Well, right. You antagonized us with this forecast. We'll have to see if it develops this way.
We'll see how well it works out.
All right. So I'll stay off all fours, Pat.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Take care.
You too, Bob.
Goodbye. Pat Pagano this morning here in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.